From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Munich, one gunman, nine dead. An 18-year-old German-Iranian man who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich, killing nine people, had no ties to Islamic State. Authorities said in a news conference they have searched his apartment and have not found any links to terrorism, but instead believe the attack was a classic shooting rampage, citing a book found in his room entitled Rampage on My Mind, Why Students Kill. The killer was born and raised in Munich and was in psychiatric and medical care. Investigators say they believe he was deranged. According to Munich police, the teenager committed suicide, shooting himself in the head in the midst of the havoc. There was no word on what triggered the young man's attack. George Washington University scholar Stephen Biddle tells VOA the attack was similar to those carried out by Islamic State.
A mass killing in a country like Germany that doesn't see a lot of this, especially with firearms, and which may or may not have something to do with some internet postings recently suggesting that individuals might be doing something like this in Germany.
The U.S. declared the shootings were an apparent terrorist attack that must be condemned. In the meantime, in U.S. politics, yesterday's buzz is today's news as Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Now, Senator Kaine recently spoke on NBC's Meet the Press about the anger among American voters.
Are there reasons for people to be upset and angry? Sure. At Washington, at the economy, there's all kinds of challenges we have. But leaders got to speak to the best in people, and especially in our country. Let's talk about here. We got to have people who know how to bring us together. And you know I'm a strong supporter of Secretary Clinton, and that's one of the many reasons that I'm a supporter of her.
Before her announcement of Kaine as a running mate, Clinton made a campaign appearance in which she said Trump offers fear and no solutions to problems. This is VOA News. In this week's weekly presidential address, Senator Elizabeth Warren joined President Obama to discuss how far they say we've come since the financial crisis, when what they call the recklessness of Wall Street caused millions of Americans to lose their jobs, homes, and savings. President Obama gave a brief history of the crisis.
8 years ago, after some big banks made irresponsible and risky bets with your money, we almost slipped into another Great Depression. While the recklessness started on Wall Street, it didn't take long before it led to real pain for folks on Main Street.
Senator Warren underscored the importance of the Wall Street reforms the president signed into law.
But these new rules are making our financial system more transparent. They're getting rid of a lot of fine print, and they're making sure that if the bank screws up, you have someone to call so you don't get stuck with the bill.
As a result of these reforms, the first ever Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was established. President Obama says the U.S. had no knowledge of or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government on July the 15th. The International Organization for Migration reports nearly 3,000 refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea to Europe have died so far this year. Most of these deaths have occurred along the dangerous route from North Africa to Italy. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA having such a large number of migrants die at sea is alarming.
It's also very important to note that we are approaching the 250,000 arrival mark. Last year, we didn't hit 3,000 until almost a million people had come. So to have 3,000 with a quarter of that number is an indicator of just how lethal this passage has been.
He tells VOA about 20 migrants are dying every day in the Mediterranean. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country's planned departure from the European Union does not mean it is following an isolationist path. The former mayor of London was the face of the Leave EU movement. Johnson is on his first trip to the UN as his country's top diplomat.
I was delighted just now to be talking to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about his perspective, and he very much agrees that tackling radicalization, tackling extremism is at the forefront of the UN's activities, and I was able to tell him about our support in the UK for that work, and clearly we need to step that up.
Johnson was referring to the various wars in the Middle East, including conflicts in Syria, Iraq, and in Yemen. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.